אנחנו קוראים בספר כתבי רבש כרך ג'
We are reading from the writings of Rabash, part 3, page 1680. Sixth article, the matter of including the measure of judgment in mercy. It is in Hebrew. You can send questions to kab.tv. Selected questions will be asked during the lesson. The matter of including the measure of judgment in the measure of mercy. The matter of including the measure of judgment in the measure of mercy, that through that, the lower one becomes worthy of mochin, and the matter of achap, of the upper one, that have fallen to the lower one. It is known that the main work is choice, meaning, and you have chosen life, that there will be adhesion, which is the quality of lishma, that through it, one is rewarded to be in adhesion with the life of living. And while the providence is revealed, there is no place for choice. And as a result, the upper one has brought up malchut, which is the quality of judgment to the eyes. That by that, everything became concealed, meaning that it is apparent with the lower, that there is a lack in the upper one, that there is no gadlut, no greatness in the upper one. And afterwards, the attributes of the upper one are laid within the lower one, meaning that they are in a deficiency. It is found that these vessels have similarity of form with the lower one, meaning just as there is no liveliness to the lower, so there is no livelihood in the upper measures, meaning that he has no taste in Torah and Mitzvot, that they are without liveliness. Then there is room for choice, meaning that the lower one needs to say that all this concealment that he is feeling is because the upper one has restricted itself for the benefit of the lower one. And this is called Israel in exile, divinity is with them. That what he is tasting now, this is what he says, meaning that he is not to blame for not feeling the taste of liveliness. But according to his opinion, there is truly no liveliness in spirituality. And if a person overcomes and says that what he finds is bitter in those nourishments, it is only because he is lacking the appropriate vessels for receiving the abundance, meaning that because his vessels are of reception and not of bestowal, and he regrets that the upper one had to conceal himself. And for that, there is room for the lower one to slander, which is the attribute of raising man that the lower raises. And through this, the upper raises its achap. And the matter of ascending means that the upper can now show the lower one the praise and pleasure that there are in the vessels of his achap, to the extent that the upper one can disclose it. Indeed, towards the lower one, it is found that he is raising the galgalta ve'enayim of the lower one, in that the lower himself sees the greatness of the upper one. It follows that the lower one ascends together with the achap of the upper one. It follows that while the lower one sees the greatness of the upper one, by this, the lower one himself grows. But from the beginning, the lower one is worthy to receive nothing but katnut. And when the greatness of the upper one is revealed toward the lower one, there is a disagreement in the lower one between right and left line, meaning between the attribute of faith and the attribute of reason. But the upper one also diminishes by the lower one, that is considered the screen of chirik, meaning that for the lower one to receive the degree of the upper one, that the lower one would receive the attribute of reason only in accordance with the degree of faith and nothing more, it is considered that the lower one has restricted the left line of the upper one, meaning that the lower one is the cause. And then the lower one can exist, because it is included in the aspect of reason and faith together. And this is called three lines that specifically, like this, the lower one receives wholeness and perfection. Again, the matter of including the measure of judgment in mercy. The matter of including the measure of judgment in mercy, that through that the lower one becomes worthy of mochin. And the matter of achap, of the upper one, that have fallen to the lower one. It is known that the main work is choice, meaning, and you have chosen life, that there will be adhesion, which is the quality of lishma, that through it one is rewarded to be in adhesion with the life of living. And while the providence is revealed, there is no room for choice. And as a result, the upper one has brought up malchut, which is quality of judgment, to the eyes, that by that everything became concealed, meaning that it is apparent with the lower one that there is a lack in the upper one, that there is no gadlut in the upper. And afterwards, the attributes of the upper are laid within the lower, meaning they are in a deficiency. It follows that these vessels have similarity of form with the lower one, meaning just as there is no liveliness to the lower, so there is no livelihood in the upper measures, meaning that he has no taste in Torah and Mitzvot, that they are without liveliness. Then there is room for choice, meaning that the lower one needs to say that all this concealment that he is feeling is because the upper one has restricted itself for the benefit of the lower one. And this is called Israel in exile, divinity is with them. That what he is tasting right now, this is what he says. Meaning that he is not to blame for not feeling the taste of liveliness. But according to his opinion, there is truly no liveliness in spirituality. And if a person overcomes and says that what he finds is bitter in those nourishments, it is only because he is lacking the appropriate vessels for receiving the abundance. Meaning that because his vessels are of reception and not of bestowal. And he regrets that the upper one had to conceal himself. And for that, there is room for the lower one to slander, which is the attribute of raising man from below. And through this, the upper one raises its achap, and the matter of ascending means that the upper can now show the lower one the praise and pleasure that are in the vessels of his achap, to the extent that the upper one can disclose it. Indeed, toward the lower one, it is found that he is raising the Galgalta Veinaim of the lower one, and that the lower himself sees the greatness of the upper one. It follows that the lower one ascends together with the Achap of the upper one. Therefore, while the lower one sees the greatness of the upper one, by this, the lower one himself grows. But from the beginning, the lower one is worthy to receive nothing but katnut. And when the greatness of the upper one is revealed toward the lower one, there is a disagreement in the lower one between the right and the left, meaning between the attribute of faith and the attribute of reason. But the upper one is also diminished by the lower one, but is considered the skin of chirik, meaning that for, in order for the lower one to receive the degrees of the upper one, that the lower one would receive the attributes of reason only in accordance with the degree of faith and nothing more. It is considered that the lower one has restricted the left line of the upper one, meaning that the lower one is the cause, and then the lower one can exist because it is included in the aspect of reason and faith together. And this is called three lines, that specifically in this manner the lower one receives wholeness and perfection.
Any questions? Yes.
Yosef from Jerusalem asking, what characterizes the choice in the work?
What characterizes our choice out of all kinds of false choices is that our choice is in the preparation and not during the action itself, as if, because there's nothing more to do. In the state that comes, it comes from above. We can only determine ahead of time in what way we're going to accept the state when it comes. Other than that, nothing. The plan of creation is fixed, constant. We can accelerate development. We are not yet talking about our relation with the whole vast system. We learned a little bit about it, maybe, through the perception of reality, because how can it be that I will advance faster than others? We are in a single system. Everything has to be in harmony. Meaning, there is here reciprocal participation of everyone. However, for the time being, what he's asking about choice, the choice is in the preparation, where I have to isolate only that input, that element that I can affect and arrange its change. And its entire change is in the way that I raise the group, elevate the group, so that through it I'll be able to appreciate, see every state that comes to me as coming from there's none else besides him who is good and does good, and to the extent that I'll be able to transcend the forces of separation and darkness, the forces of separation going against there's none else besides him, and the darkness going against good and does good, that depends on the environment that I have arranged. And then we can see whether we're able to do it or not, both internally, personally, individually, and also in the collective manner, the whole group. Let's say some trouble, some problem comes, which is collective for the whole of Nebaruch. How can we cope with it? Did we prepare ourselves correctly or not? And accordingly, each and every one. How much, as much as one participates with everyone and strengthens everyone. All of that depends both on the preparation and also on the recognition of evil, the scrutiny of the evil, as written, and to do good. Here, a man is tested for how much he is not under the dominion of his ego, rather under the importance of the purpose of the environment is above any individual egoistic calculation. Yeah, that's the preparation. That is the choice. Yes, Danny.
On the first row, last line, and he regrets that the upper had to conceal himself, and for that there's room for the lower one to slander, which is the aspect of raising man by the lower. How slander is raising man?
No, it's not that the slander is the raising man. He regrets the slander. There's somebody else there?
There was something here I did not quite get. The lower one is the creator and the upper one is us. Sorry, the upper is the creator and the lower is us.
Every degree that is higher than my present state, meaning more bestowing, more giving, etc., that is called the creator. I don't discover more than the next higher degree.
There's a part here that he says that we're supposed to reach the separation of our strength.
Oh, we're not supposed to despair. Why despair? I want to have strength force the whole time. Why should I decide ahead of time that I'm going to be despaired?
I'm saying that we're constantly, we have to direct our demands towards the Creator and understand that on our own we can do nothing without Him because it all works with Him.
We need to direct all of our requests to the Creator through the group, otherwise it is not to the Creator. And to realize that all the actions come from Him. He's the operating force in the operated, and the operated is us. And also raising man is what comes from Him. All the requests and all the gratitudes and whatever it all comes through the light that awakens in me all of these emotions, and accordingly I, as if, ask, as if, give thanks. I'm always the outcome, the response.
So how is it written here that the lower one restricts the left line?
Because that's how the lower one feels. The lower one feels that he's actually the operator, that he has a certain feeling. But neither of those is actually being by the lower one. The lower one is only a response, always, for the actions of the upper one. And also what you're asking now, it is actually the Creator who is asking through you. And these emotions only pass through you so that you will provide a response for that. And all of these responses, all kinds of discernments will accumulate in you.
So I'm having some trouble digesting what you're saying now. I always understood that the Creator is a quality, is this upper force.
Yes.
And suddenly this is all about me. Well, I'm just a small part inside all of humanity.
I don't get what you're saying.
It sounds to me something bigger than the individual. I mean, something that's supposed to take care of the group, that desires all of humanity. And suddenly here I get as if there's something that focuses on me and my attributes, and I have to work in front of Him. It feels like one facing the other. How can it be that it's me facing Him?
It's because every element in the great system is as important as the entire system, because the system is integral. It is interconnected in all directions. It's an analog system where it cannot be that some part is lesser than the entire system. That is called wholeness, perfection. And therefore, whether you relate to one or you relate to everyone, that is the one and the same from the side of the Creator. For Him, there is no small or great or any other differences. Can't explain that.
He's saying here in the first row, And because of that, the upper is concealed, and Malchut rises to the eyes, that through this becomes concealed. Can you explain why raising Malchut to the eyes is considered concealment? How does he conceal his Ahab? He is raising.
U lo noten le tachton argasha.
Doesn't give the lower one the feeling of bestowal from above. And through that, the lower one begins to see the posterior of the upper one. Yes. Ahab is not posterior. Ahab illuminates. But the concealment of the Ahab, this is the posterior. Maybe this is the mistake. We are connected only to the Ahab of the upper one. This Ahab can be the front, the face, or the posterior. More? Bika, good. What does it mean, disagreement that happens in the lower one between the faith and reason?
Okay. נמצא שבזמן שהתחתון רואה את הגדלות העליון, על ידי זה...
It is found that when the lower sees the greatness of the upper,
התחתון אינו רואה לקבל, אלא רק קטנות, כשיוצא גדלות בעליון כלפי התחתון. נעשית מחלוקת בתחתון בין ימין ושמאל.
But then there's a disagreement in the lower between faith and reason.
ברוחניות.
What's the difference between reason and faith and spirituality?
מלמעלה נותנים זה נראה לי שחם מדי לא, חן מחניק הם לא מרגישים שם האם זה טוב
it's really stifling
מלמעלה
from above, when they give you from they give you from above, I'm just giving a simple example. It's just a part of the situation. Once light and once darkness. Light and darkness for you might be the good state and maybe not so the good state. Pleasant or unpleasant. Light and darkness could be either a situation where I'm in adhesion and I can bestow, or the state of darkness, it could be that I'm in my own will to receive, and I'm thinking, or, well, criticizing the others. It might be the other way around, that I am profiting, advancing, and the other way around, where individually I'm as if losing, not profiting, meaning light and darkness may be in different manners, and the balance between them is that you know that you are the egoistic will to receive, and you want to make a restriction over your entire connection with the Creator and hold yourself in such a way that you will always speak well about providence, about the group, about the path, about all the different states, no matter what happens. And accordingly, you keep yourself in the middle line. This is called that faith is always riding the knowledge, the reason. Yes.
What happens when I have no faith? How do I reach reason? What is reason without faith?
When you advance in such a way, you then begin to receive knowledge. Well, let's call it this way, spiritual knowledge. Spiritual knowledge is the understanding of, how shall I say that, the understanding of the system that is working in the force of bestowal, in an inclination to bestow. If you don't raise your force of bestowal above, you can't understand this system. For you, you don't know what's happening. As if there's a completely different mind there. You don't then have the spiritual knowledge. The spiritual mind comes after you have the force of bestowal, because the upper light clothes in the light of chassadim.
So, there cannot be a situation where I have knowledge without faith, because knowledge comes after faith, no? There's no such thing.
No, no such thing. No, it's the opposite. The knowledge is the darkness which awakens you to increase your faith, and then the knowledge would come. Knowledge without faith is klipa, the shell.
So how do I advance? I have no faith.
You need to have faith. From the Tzimtzum
Aleph.
From Tzimtzum Aleph, first restriction and onwards, the light of Chokhmah can come only when it's clothed in the light of Chassadim.
But it says that knowledge advances in life.
No, wrong. No, it's in our lives it may seem to you, but later, only so that we discover that it's not that way. In the spiritual life, the magnitude of the faith, bestowal, adhesion, all in all, is what determines how much knowledge you'll have. The wise one is measured according to the size of his faith. In spirituality, the mind doesn't help. In spirituality, these are completely different kelim. The masach, the screen, and the reflected light. As written, it's not the wise who learns. These are not just nice words. One could be completely fool. And if he acknowledges his foolishness, and he invests in the connection and in bestowal as much as possible, by that he lets the upper light dwell in him. And this is called that he has knowledge which is dressed in faith. And that can be only with the three lines, being in the middle line.
So what advances me? I come here to study, I study.
What pushes you forward is the degree of your adhesion with the group, because only there you can measure your bestowal.
Okay, but the group is knowledge. I know that if I'm with them...
It's not knowledge.
What is the connection with the group?
That is the place where you have to bestow to them, the place where you have to bestow to them. It's called love of the creatures, and from the love of the creatures to the love of the Creator, and to that extent the life comes to you and dresses in you according to the investment that you give.
It
doesn't work any other way. You asked already. We have Amikam, who else? Yes?
A student from Moscow is asking, what does it mean to raise a request through the group? How does that happen practically?
In practice, it happens by all of our requests rising to the Malchut of Atzilut, and from Malchut of Atzilut to Zerampin and Atzilut, and higher and higher all the way to Ensof, and they come back in the same way, all the way back. The group is like Malchut of Atzilut. Yes.
I think he meant on the side of the person,
on the side of the person,
towards the system,
on the side of the person towards the group and from the group onwards.
So Owen from Netanya is asking, what does it mean that there's no greatness in the upper one?
This is how it appears to the lower one, that there's no greatness or adulthood in the upper one. He has no appreciation towards the upper one.
Friends from Zichron are asking, how can a person increase the force of faith in him, and how does he increase it in others?
Accordingly, as written, the student commits himself before the study to strengthen himself in the faith of the Creator and in his Torah. You remember that? Letter 17 from the introduction of Tatutas, it comes from there. Read it again. Only during the study, when a person cares that he'll have the force of bestowal, devotion, above his own ego. It is something that is supernatural. If you have it, you'll have it. If you don't have it, you have nothing. Yes.
Alexander from Krakow is asking, how come that slander is considered raising man?
Regretting the slander. Well, it's not really regretting. Let's say regretting. Regretting means that he wants to get rid of it. Certainly it's raising man, but raising man should also be... Well, it's only one point here. I feel bad. Listen. Man is considered, is called Mei Nukvin. There has to be two points in the man. Malchut and Bina. Maim, from Mei Nukva, Maim, water, of Nukvin. Maim is water, is Bina, and Nukvin, female, is Malchut. So there have to be two points there, Malchut and Bina. Then it is considered raising man. If I just feel bad, if I just regret it, then that's just malchut. I feel bad about something. What am I? Why do I feel bad about? Who do I turn to? What do I want to receive? There has to be here some sort of depiction that involves malchut and bina. So just regretting, well, maybe that's how it's written here, but the intent here is that I know that my sorrow, what is it against what? Well, regretting. That's just having some bad mood. But that's not raising man. I now feel bad. The Creator is hidden. Everything is not important to me. Nothing is worth it. I don't want to come and study. I just want to sleep. I don't care about anything. That's not raising man. I simply feel the emptiness in my vessels. But what do I want? What am I regretting about? About what? That it is outside of me. Then from that, from the two Malchuyot, Malchut of Bina and Malchut of Bina, from that you build the man. Is that clear? So there has to be a direction here. Yes.
У меня такой вопрос, вопрос в отношении ответственности. То есть мы сегодня здесь говорили о том, что все приходит от Высшего, все состояния мои приходят от Высшего.
I have a question about responsibility. We spoke that, but that all our states come from the upper one. And we spoke about the slander, which is also something that comes from the upper one.
Я вообще никакой ответственности не несу, если я делаю что-то плохое, что, скажем, в нашем мире происходит. Человек верит и идет на плохие поступки. Как вот в этой ситуации, где мне найти точку моей ответственности, чтобы я шел к правильному направлению?
If everything comes from the upper one, then a person can also do bad things. He can remove, where is the responsibility a person has on his actions?
in wherever I am, I didn't create this state, but I prepared it along with the Creator. As two partners, I had the possibility that the state that is now revealed will be revealed in a better way. And I didn't do it. However, the state, for the time being, it's a state already. That's already the summation of all the previous conditions, over which certainly I'm able to affect. I can put an egg beneath the chicken, the hen, or I can just put it beneath the sun, or I can put it in an incubator. And accordingly, I receive a certain outcome, a certain result. The speed and my attitude, that all changes, but it's not in the state I'm in now. In the state that I'm in, I have to say, if I'm not for me, who is for me, and it's none else besides him, and I'm glad I went through everything, this is what I received. That's it. I made the maximum I could out of myself, and yet, a priori, I had to be in that state. I'm making it even more difficult in a way he says it. Why do I have to do that? Because from the present state, only by reading this state as the right one that comes to me to start with from there is none else besides him, now I begin to determine what it is that I'm going to do onwards. And I'm saying then, if I'm not for me, who is for me? There are here many forms of my relation, my attitude. If I'm not for me, who is for me? Is that period, that time that I work as if the Creator does not exist? Because, I don't know, for me it is hidden. And later on I discover that I am also operating in the, if there's none else for me, then who is for me? What do I need that if there's none else for me, then who is for me? Because if I invest the right effort, then later on I receive any state that comes from him, from there's none else besides him, in the ideal manner. I'm preparing my vessels in such a way, I want to prepare my vessels in such a way that the Creator can disclose to me a state that now appears to me as horrendous. But following the preparation that I'm not going to do in, if there's none else for me, then who is for me, I will receive it as coming from the good who does good. This is called that I'm going out to work for a whole day of work in order to earn that. Well, we're going to reach that. Yes.
How practically can society arrange itself in such a way that this influence will dwell on every friend, that it, when he receives a state, he can say, good that does good?
Only on the condition that the society, the group, is thinking about everyone, and there's no separation in any form. We have to really learn how to watch out for that. No way, no form. There has to be an equal attitude. I'm not thinking about a profession, there's some meeting or gathering regarding some issues, the building or dissemination. That has nothing to do with the society. That has to do with our work. But what has to do with the society? Everybody must be equal. This is the most important condition. I'm telling you, the advancement towards equality is an advancement towards a greater height. Just realize that. Whatever it is, it has to be only in that way.
No.
I would like to ask about this equality. It turns out that friend in the group, every action he will make is going to be a mistake, because is just passive and wait for something, an equal state to come by. Then he does nothing. If he takes a few friends to drink some beer and talk to them and awaken this group, then he's not including everyone in it. Then in that he's also causing harm more than good. How can one exist in such an equal system like that? It seems impossible.
I don't know what to tell you, but this is how it is. I don't know. Guys, you read the articles, you hear everything. What are you looking at me later on for? Should I tell you the facts that are already written about? There are rabbis have written for us. I don't understand. If Rabash writes about it, if Balat Sulam writes it, then simply learn from what is written. That's it. Let's say you took out 15, 20 people to have beer. Surely you invited them, you selected them according to what is closer to your ego. Why didn't you invite others? You feel that you disrespect those others and you see them as further away from you. Somebody else is thinking differently about these and those, and he invites the other people. That causes separation. Now, maybe we can do it in such a spirit that it won't appear as separation, but you really have to watch out. In the group, there are some people who are always quiet. You don't hear them. They don't quiet. They're not quite so outstanding. And you forget about them because my ego doesn't recognize them so much. That's a problem. If you're taking several people, where all of you, let's say, have to do with writing or sound, so you create, the sound department is having a beer, or it doesn't matter what, that's something different. Then you decide that this is how it's going to be. But if without any particular characteristic that it has to do with dissemination or something else, you have some sort of a gathering, then you have to watch out that, by that you can really cause damage. But again, it's all according to what you read. I don't have to awaken you, but you have to really watch out. Yes, Benzi.
A few years ago, we spoke about creating a system, we spoke about going into a process of transparency, like a living room where we all see each other, we see what we do, so we'd feel together. Today, the feeling and the necessity for connection is even greater.
Yes.
Maybe it's time to realize it in practice. Because what you specified today, meaning up until last moment, nothing was organized in Petah Tikva. So one family invited, this one that was not invited, he's insulted. Why I was not invited? These things are very sensitive. So maybe it's time that we'll create this living room.
Don't ask me. You have to arrange it. You have to care about it because your future depends on that. That's all. I'm saying what I always say. I simply pass the method, the system through you to the world. And to the extent that you absorb it, as it passes through you, how much it will be absorbed in you, that's up to you. I'm not going to do the work for you. But such a mistake, I said that I've seen that some sort of egoism and bias and an irresponsible, immature attitude. First, you have to think. That's all. Now, if it's accepted by the whole society that this is how it can be, there's no problem. But if by that you're actually harming somebody, that's very bad. Let's move on to the next part.
And we'll move to the next part of the lesson.